Hi, Sandra. How are you? But before you answer that, I do want to say that Sandra and Michelle Flom have written a book, Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. It's available on Amazon. I believe that it's doing quite well, and it is chock full of useful information. Now you can tell us how you are.
Thank you very much, Jill. Yeah, the book is doing very well, happily. I got a lot of nice emails about the book, and we've helped a lot of people, so that's good. But
and
that thank you for mentioning it.
That is always the point of the exercise. Now, moving on to a slightly different topic, what are your employees dying to hear you say?
Well, that's a good question. There's a very good book that came out by Todd Patkin called Finding Happiness. So we took some excerpts from his new book, Finding Happiness, which is focused on what are your employees dying to hear you say. So remember that employees, you know, crave more than just a paycheck from work. They want to go home feeling valued and respected for the job that they do. But it's interesting that only one third of employees surveyed by Todd Patkin say they are engaged in their jobs. But in the midst of everyday chaos, it's really hard for managers and leaders to think about big picture issues like employee morale and motivation. So we're going to help them a little bit and talk about some of the things, some of the phrases, some of the questions that you as a manager could use with your employees to build respect, some gratitude and trust, and we'll see. Okay, so one, how about this one? I need your help. End quotes. I need your help. Your employees, you know, don't expect you to have all the answers. Rather than lose respect for you as a leader, they'll appreciate that you have treated them as a valued partner, and they'll feel invested in the company's future. I need your help. That's a good one to start off with. All right, two. How's your family? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Employees will be more loyal and motivated if they feel valued as individuals, not just as job descriptions. So get to know employees on an individual basis and incorporate that knowledge into your regular interaction. So, I mean, how's your family? You know, whether you really care or not, it's a great question to ask. It makes your people really look good. Okay. Three. What do you need from me? That's a good one. Employees may be anxious about asking the boss for what they need, whether it's new equipment or time or a project. But asking what you can give them, you extend permission for staff to make those requests. So what do you need from me is a good one. The thing that I always did when I had the breakfast with my rising stars, back at Euro RSCG days, it was, so how am I doing? From Ed Koch. You remember Ed Koch, the famous mayor of New York City?
Absolutely. How am I doing?
How am I doing? So I kind of stole that from Ed Koch.
Well, why not? It was a good...
it was great.
And what really worked about it is, even if he wasn't going to listen to the answer, it sounded like he cared what you thought.
Exactly. And, you know, they love them. People love Koch as a mayor, just for doing things like that. You know, the radio shows that he did, but he was really focused on people, not himself, and not trying to win again. So, okay. Next one. Four. Thank you. Praise, especially when it comes from an authority figure, is incredibly fulfilling. Now, people love to hear positive feedback about themselves, and in most cases, they'll be willing to work harder to keep the compliments and thanks coming. So it's important to keep thank you in your vocabulary. As a good director, and if you really want to continue to bond, the thank yous are very, very important. I mean, obviously, you know, we've worked with a lot of people who don't have that thank you in your vocabulary, and we do remember them. But of course, we have to overcome grudges, right? a very important phase of your life. Don't keep a grudge. Overcome it, because it just hurts you more. So thank you. Very important. I'm sorry to go off on that.
No, I just can I just interject? Can I just interject, though? When you are doing management, your leadership training, do you, I'm just curious, do you train people to say thank you? Because I would think that's about as basic as it gets.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do. We really focus on what successful leaders do and how they keep the key employees. As we talked about in the past, you know, there's really no work-life balance for a leader. I mean, really, there isn't. You're there, and you know, as soon as you have the next opportunity to do something, you know, you walk in the other room away from the family and you do it. But it's very, very important as a leader to focus on these things. Okay, next one. This is an interesting one. Hey, everyone. Listen to what Mike accomplished. So, very important that you're praising one of your people right in front of the others. Don't stop with a compliment when an employee experiences a big win. Tell the rest of the team as well. Verbal praising isn't the only way. Highlight those successes on the company website, newsletters, text, the bulletin board, whatever. But people love that when you can talk about her or his accomplishments to the staff. Love it. What a motivator that is. Okay, next. What would you like to do here? What would you like to do here? You may have hired employees for a certain job, but as the organization has changed, you know, so have your people. That's why it's good to check in with each one periodically to ask what they'd like to be doing. You do this basically with your A people. You don't want them to leave for another job. You do this with your A people. You know, the B's, sometimes the C's, obviously you want to move on them. Anyway, but your A people, very important. What would you like to do here? And you may not be able to accommodate every preference, but employees will be happier and more motivated when their jobs catch your skills. Again, we're talking about A-plus people. Okay. Next, what do you think? Employees who are told what to do and how to do it feel like cogs in a machine. To unlock the buy-ins and achievement, ask them for their opinions. Ask them for their ideas and their preferences. Again, they'll be more invested because they have had an active part in creating it. This also could be part of the Rising Star breakfast. You know, how am I doing? And what would you do if you, me? And then, you know, what do you think? What else should we be doing here? It's a great way to continue to motivate, getting their views on this thing. Mistakes. Okay. That's okay. We all make mistakes. Let's talk about how to get it fixed. We're talking about meeting with the team. We've made a blunder. Here's how you handle it. You shouldn't take mistakes lightly, especially those involving negligence or incompetence, but should remember, these mistakes can be part of growth. Take a deep breath and remember, the employee also feels bad right now. Yelling won't change the past. Instead, focus on how to keep the mistake from happening again. Did the employee learn something? Should a process or procedure be tweaked? You know, that's really a tough one for the boss to handle. You know, big mistakes cost you a lot of money. Blunders. Company does not look good. You've lost an important client, important customer. But you have to handle it, particularly, as we always said, Jill, if this is an A employee, don't want to lose it. If it's a C, we move on those C's, you know, for sure. Okay. Here's another one that's hard to do. This quote, "This task is in your hands. I'm stepping back." Very hard to do. But micromanaging and excess hovering gives employees the impression that you don't trust them, a belief that undermines engagement. Once you've delegated a task, step back and let employees do what you've asked them. I can't do that, Jill. I say, look, it's your responsibility to make this happen. Let me see timelines for doing it. And let's get together once a week to go over it. But to say I'm stepping back and not involved in a key decision or working with a key client, no, you can't. It's very hard to do. The last one I want to discuss is, you know, here's where we stand. Where, you know, it's kind of, you go back to your town hall meetings, Jill. Okay? Your town hall meetings where, you know, you help employees make the connections regarding how your company works from top to bottom. You really want to focus on where we are, how we're doing it, and what we plan to do to move forward. That's very important because now everyone understands the relationship between their performance and the top and bottom line. This transparency will ultimately build a lot of trust with your people and you. So here's where we stand. It's kind of important. So that's a little bit from this very good Todd Patkin book that I recommend our listeners get. Anyway, so that's about it for this morning.
I would think that everything that you've mentioned, by the way, is a combination of common civility, but a smart way to encourage people, just generally.
Yes.
You know, as simple as saying thank you to someone it's just amazing to me that there's less of that and that has to be focused on.
Yes.
It does, and that's why we are always very glad to have you. Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.